Good morning, all. So we begin the laws of Rosh Hashanah, and God willing, we'll begin with this today, and we'll be able to complete all of the laws of the high holidays by the time they come. So the interesting first halacha that we have over here regarding Rosh Hashanah is how we are supposed to say Kaddish. What are the words of Kaddish between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? And one of the main additions that we have is that we say Le'ila Le'ila. We add the word Le'ila, that means that God is higher up, and not that He's higher up at any point. He's always the same God, but during the high holidays, we sort of perceive Him as being higher and greater in a sense, and therefore we add this word. But people usually will say Le'ila U'Le'ila. They add the extra letter Vav in there. That's actually incorrect. It should be Le'ila Le'ila. It doesn't flow as nicely, but that is what the proper thing to do is. In terms of how we're supposed to daven throughout the high holiday season, so there actually is a very simple prescription as to how we're supposed to be davening. Throughout the entire year, we should always come with a certain sense of humility when we daven before God. We're standing before the Master of the Universe, so we should have a certain sense of humbleness. However, when it comes to the high holidays, that should even be doubled and tripled. And so there's this custom that throughout the high holiday season to basically always pray in a sort of like a bowed state, that you're always understanding that you are lower and nothing in comparison to the Almighty. And the idea essentially is that our hearts should be raised up to Hashem, and that we should be praying with tears and meaning in the words that we say, but bowing down in a sort of a hunched over way. The problem with that is that when it comes to actually bowing in the areas in Shemona Esrei in particular, in which our rabbis told us to bow, so you're not really going to be bowing during those times. It's not going to look like a real bow. So the halacha is that throughout the entirety of davening, we should have a sort of a hunched over state right before we get to the areas where we're supposed to bow, to stand up sort of in like an erect way, and then bow specifically for those areas, and then continue for the rest of davening. And finally, there is a custom throughout the high holidays. That's probably because there's an excitement. People love the tunes. People get so excited about the spirit of the high holiday season that many like to daven sort of in a loud voice, where people are saying the words and humming the tunes very loudly. And so this is not the most appropriate thing. Not that you shouldn't be excited and davening with a certain sense of fervor throughout the high holidays, but that when you daven very loudly and you're sort of screaming the words or whatever it might be, that indicates that you have a certain sense of haughtiness, that you know that this is going to be a great year, and that God's going to clearly do all the right things by you, etc. And so since that is the opposite of humility, we say that while you should enjoy the davening, you should approach it again with this humility and not say all the words as loudly as perhaps you might have if this was like a baseball game and you were singing some songs. It's not the same thing. This is davening, and we should approach it seriously. And so God willing, there are many more laws as it pertains to the laws of Rosh Hashanah, but for now, we will conclude with the Rabbi's Kaddish, Rabbi Hanani.